And then the third one that I want to talk about today is called The Pocket. This is from Open Vision Engineering, and it's a small AI voice recorder. If you're watching along on video, we're looking at their website now, and you can see it looks almost like a small brick or hard drive almost, kind of like a card or credit card. And it has a button and some controls that allow you to record conversation and what's going on around you. Scanning through the website here, the copy reads, "A super intelligent voice recorder captures, transcribes, and organizes conversations fast, accurate, and secure." You can pre-order them right now, apparently, for $79, and they will start shipping in Q1 of 2025. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, first of all, turn that volume up for me today. We are recording on the road, doing a little bit of house sitting with the AI Marketing Navigator today, and the AI Marketing baby is napping, or sleeping, I should say, right upstairs. So definitely keeping it down in this echoey recording space. So again, apologies, and turn it up for me today, if you wouldn't mind. We are back with another Daily Digest episode coming at you with three more updates in the world of AI, one being from Meta, who has introduced Video Seal, which is an open source watermarking tool that has been released in an effort to combat the rising threat of deepfake videos and manipulated AI content, something we talk a lot about on this show. Second is about another AI world generator coming from a company with some major talent in the AI tech and spatial intelligence space, as well as the creative Hollywood space. And this is a company called Odyssey, and they're in the business of taking a 2D image or a text prompt and generating a 3D explorable world. And then lastly, to round things out, I'm kind of going to do a state of report on AI tech and AI-enabled or dedicated devices. I'm going to talk about a couple devices that are making a push into the market, including the Rabbit R1, a device that was just announced from Open Vision Engineering called the Pocket, and one other device that I just learned about when researching for this episode that is called the SenseCap Watcher. Okay, first things first, Meta has announced again a tool called Video Seal, and this launch, which is all about watermarking AI-generated content, and in particular, deepfakes, comes at a very critical time where deepfaking incidents are continually and consistently rising. And according to sources linked in the show notes, including OpenTools and TechCrunch, in 2023 and 2024, deepfakes now account for 7% of global fraud cases, which is a significant amount in such a short period of time. So essentially what this Video Seal tool does is embeds invisible watermarks into AI-generated videos, affecting their appearance. We've talked about a lot about different tools that do this. SynthID comes to mind from Google, and importantly, these watermarks remain intact even after common video editing processes, or in other words, processes that would typically be done to remove or alter the watermark, like blurring or cropping or different compression methods. The technique also allows for data to be embedded, data that can be retrieved later in the form of messages about the content's origin and authenticity. And for the techie listeners out there, a little bit of a tech highlight for you. The system utilizes something called temporal watermark propagation, which basically allows for the video to be watermarked much more efficiently by doing so in individual frames instead of processing every single frame and watermarking the entire video, which significantly reduces the computational requirement of this technology. Fortunately, I think, because I'm pro AI video watermarking, this technique, this Video Seal technique, is very strong and robust. It's resilient to, again, compression and common editing modification methods, but also social media platform processing and compression as well. So it's not like by embedding or linking to the video in a social media platform, you're going to be able to get away from the watermarking, which is important, obviously. The implication of these deep fakes and altered content videos are huge on social media. So like SynthID and other open source technology, this remains available to developers also to hopefully integrate into existing system and work towards some sort of industry standards for combating this AI content fraud or deepfake abuse or AI content manipulation. So again, hopefully we're moving towards some sort of standard in that regard. Okay, moving on to our second bit of news. This is the recent development from AI startup Odyssey, which is in the business of creating AI-generated explorable worlds for use in film production or game development or virtual and augmented reality, which is kind of a lot of the reason why we talk about this type of technology on the AI Marketing Navigator. But they have recently added a huge name in the creative industry by bringing in Pixar co-founder and a former president of Walt Disney Animation Studios, Ed Catmull, as a board member and an investor. And this is not the first type of move we've seen from a Hollywood leader. We talked about how James Cameron got into the AI space with Stable Diffusion. We talked about the Lionsgate and Runway partnership, and now we have a former Pixar founder and Walt Disney exec joining teams with a 3D world generator. And I think you can kind of see the crossover there. And the addition of this latest executive only strengthens the stable of employees that make up the startup, having veterans in the self-driving car field, as well as a huge amount of technical staff with experience in the autonomous vehicle industry, which has huge crossover and overlap with spatial intelligence, which is all which is what these 3D world generators are all about, and it's the backbone of these 3D world generators. Again, another little techie highlight for the techie listeners out there. The company employs a unique approach when it comes to gathering data on the spatial intelligence. They specialize in using these backpack-mounted equipment sets that include six cameras, two LiDARs, huge high-resolution capture capabilities, 360-degree panoramic capture capabilities. And it's this type of data capture that's kind of the backbone of this company's vision and mission. Their approach is totally built on the idea that in order to generate true Hollywood-grade virtual reality, simulated worlds, which is really the goal of all these image and video generators at the end of the day, is to accurately represent the world. And the company believes that in order to do that, it's the data and the quality of the spatial data that's going to affect that goal being reached. And it's the vast amounts of data that they seek to collect. So currently using these techniques, they're gathering data in California, but they have hopes of expanding that. I'm sure that they would be jealous a little bit to hear about Niantic using Pokemon Go to gather a huge amount of geographical and spatial data, although I don't think the cell phones that were being used in that case were quite as technically capable as the backpacks that the Explorer data capture is employing. And that's the name of this flagship product. It's Explorer. It's the name of this 3D world generator that transforms texts and images into 3D environments. We've already talked so much about the potential use cases of these technologies. And to that end, the tool integrates highly with all of the tools that and platforms that are used in the creative field to create films and games and augmented reality experiences, things like Unreal Engine and Maya and Adobe After Effects and Blender. All of these industry standard creative tools integrate with Explorer. Another trend that we talk so much about continues to show itself, and that is that this AI is making aggressive headway into Hollywood and into the creative industries. Okay, and then lastly on today's Daily Digest list was something that I had the idea to do when I was scanning today's Rundown.ai newsletter, where they mentioned a new device called the Pocket. Well, at least it was new to me, from a company called Open Vision Engineering, and that was an AI-dedicated handheld recording device, actually. And I thought I'd do a little state of report on those types of devices that have come to the market in the very early days of AI and of dedicated AI tech and AI hardware. Now, if you count smartphones and the like, we will all have AI-enabled devices in our hands by the end of this year, and that number will be in the billions as far as those devices go, and it's only going to continue to increase in 2025. But there are also these dedicated AI devices that seek to be portable AI assistants that kind of replace smartphones in that regard. And the most popular and well-known in these early days is probably the Rabbit R1. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen so we can look at these devices as we talk about each of them. So if you're watching along on video, you're seeing the Rabbit R1 on the screen now. And in the case of the R1, the Rabbit R1, it has a small touch screen, a little processor, you know, memory storage, a small speaker, and some battery life. And it's basically a pocket handheld portable AI assistant. And that leverages cloud-based language models and computer vision for all of the things that we've come to expect from a practical AI system: natural language processing, understanding, the ability to recognize speech and identify images, and have a certain amount of vision capabilities. And you can even it can even perform tasks like ordering food or controlling music or searching the internet, all of these kind of agentic type behaviors that we've discussed right in the palm of your hand on this device. The next one that I just learned about is the SenseCap Watcher, which is even more of kind of an agentic pushing device, a device that takes a little bit of a different approach. It kind of focuses on being aware of your environment specifically watching like a certain space or a household, for instance. It has the ability to perform, or really a room in the household, it has the ability to perform behavior analysis, integrate with your smart home devices, do things like sleep detection and monitoring. And here, if I switch over here, we're looking at the SenseCap website, if you're watching along on video, and definitely check out the link in the show notes if you're not, because it gives a cool breakdown of the actual device, the specs, and also what it's designed for. It says SenseCap Watcher is an AI watcher to help you monitor anomaly within a space and then take actions, which is for spatial intelligence. It has a playful name called Nobody, signifying that it is a robot with no body. By simply speaking out your command, it can assist in monitoring a designated space, identifying and interacting with targets of your interest, spotting noteworthy matters, and feeding data to form insights. And they give a crazy breakdown in this chart here as well on the site about the tool. So again, definitely check out the link for a deep dive on this one. It is super cool and very easy to nerd out on. And specifically, they directly kind of mention one of our use cases that we talk about on the AI Marketing Navigator from time to time. It says, I can be a market-savvy shopping guide providing product information of customers' interests and feed what I see to form insights to improve store efficiency. So it's literally talking about being an AI assistant, suggesting products to shoppers, in this case, in a store location, in a physical store, but it's easy to see how this could be in the home as well. And then the third one that I want to talk about today is called the Pocket. This is from Open Vision Engineering, and it's a small AI voice recorder. If you're watching along on video, we're looking at their website now, and you can see it looks almost like a small brick or hard drive almost, kind of like a card or credit card. And it has a button and some controls that allow you to record conversation and what's going on around you. Scanning through the website here, the copy reads, a super intelligent voice recorder captures, transcribes, and organizes conversations fast, accurate, and secure. You can pre-order them right now, apparently, for $79, and they will start shipping in Q1 of 2025. Again, check out the link in the show notes for more details. It talks about the controls on the device, which are haptic, so you can feel when it's recording. It talks about the AI voice model that's used to capture recordings. It does integrate with iOS and Android, so there's an app that syncs all of these recordings and transcriptions. This one definitely sounds very interesting and super cool as well. Of course, privacy advocates are going to be all over this, I'm sure, but they do talk a lot about the open source nature of the product and the secure nature of the technology for that very reason, I'm sure. So it's something we talk a lot about on this show when we talk about AI dedicated devices. They are officially starting to make their way onto the market in 2025. So absolutely prepare your marketing strategies accordingly. Again, we're in the very early days in this technology, so it's hard to say if there is going to be an iPhone of AI-enabled devices, so to speak, a new device that kind of takes over the world that we have to adjust our marketing for, or a new platform, as it were. Or maybe that will just be the iPhone itself. We'll have to wait and see. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.